Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You know, we've had a lot of submissions on Am I the Jerk. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs on social media. We get a lot on Facebook as well in the messages. But she wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting after maternity leave, which I thought was an interesting. We've never had one like this.
Like quitting being a mom? A mamacita?
No, quitting her job, DZ. That would be bad if she quit the mamacita part. Right after she had a baby.
Wait,
but okay.
She's quitting her job after maternity leave?
Yeah.
That don't make sense.
Hear it out. She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. I want to remain anonymous, but I want to know if I was the jerk." I get why she wants to be anonymous, because she's quitting her job. Mm-hmm. She said, "I was gone on maternity leave from my job and want to add that I took an extended leave." This matters. Mm. "That they approved of, but it was all unpaid."
Oh, well. Okay.
Also important.
Yeah, that usually
happens. She said, "I was
sometimes
supposed to go back to that job on the said date we agreed to. In the meantime, a great job opportunity came up."
Oh.
"So I applied and they offered me the job."
Oh.
"I had to let my workplace know I was not going to be returning, but it was right at the end of my maternity leave when I was supposed to come back."
For the extended maternity leave that they approved of.
Right.
But it was unpaid.
They went out of their way for you to fill in that spot, even though they had to pay somebody else.
They went out the way to not pay you for
That's
a couple extra weeks.
Fine, but somebody had to do her work while mm-hmm. she was gone. Somebody had to do it.
Touché.
Let's be fair.
Touché.
If somebody just left here for maternity, think about, we have to put yourself in that position where somebody leaves for maternity leave that we need help with daily, and then they just quit. I'd be like, oh man, we could have hired somebody else weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's why she's the jerk. See where I'm going? She said, "Am I the jerk for not coming back from maternity leave and not providing them with notice, like 2 weeks notices we give when we find new jobs?"
Dang.
That's where I'm going jerk on this, because I'm like, wait, they could have hired somebody else weeks ago. What are you talking about?
And in my head,
you're not even getting paid. Am I missing something here? Because you know I'll fight for the pregnant lady.
Maybe I heard
I'm
this wrong.
Something.
I thought she said that she quit, basically, or
nope.
alerted her job that she was moving to a new job within the 2 weeks, still in maternity leave.
"I'm not coming back from maternity leave and not providing them with notice, like 2 weeks notices we give when we find new jobs." She said, "I just had to let them know I won't be returning right at the end of my maternity leave when I was..." So she basically, it sounds like she waited till it was over and then said,
"I'm not coming back.
P.S. I'm not coming back. I got another job." Now, she might not have been able to say she got another job,
but she said she wasn't coming
back. But she didn't put that in the message she sent us, so I don't know where to go from
there. No, I'm following.
Right?
She didn't give ample notice. She didn't give the 2 weeks at least. The maternity ended, basically, or when it ends, she's not coming back to that job because she already got a different job.
Right. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for quitting after maternity leave.
I thought she was saying she was quitting to be like a stay-at-home mom or nothing. No, she quit for a new job. Bean.
Oh, you thought it was a stay-at-home mom? No, yeah. She quit to get she got another job while she was out and did not tell them and didn't tell him she's not coming back till she was supposed to come back.
You know what I mean? Because I could hear that if you're like, oh, I was at home for maternity and I love being a mother, you know, love being a parent. I want to be home with my kids. Not the jerk.
Jobs will cut you so quick and not care about you. They'll act like they love you. They'll throw you birthday parties and cakes, and then one day you're gone.
Quit.
And they don't care, okay? It's all business a lot of the time. So there's two sides, you know?
There is two sides.
Oh, the phones are going crazy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting after maternity leave. She got a different job. She's not quitting to be a stay-at-home mom. She got another job while she was on maternity leave. They gave her an extended leave without pay because she asked for it. So they accommodated her, which they should. And then now she's quitting and didn't give them notice. Oh, God.
Dog, they're going to think she asked for the extended leave to look for a different job.
Why did she ruin the reference, though? That's what I don't get.
True.
You know what? I'm going to start with Rachel in Watertown this morning. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Do you think she's a jerk for quitting after her maternity leave?
I think she's a jerk because if she extended it an extra 2 weeks, she knew what she was doing.
Talk that talk.
As a courtesy, I mean, you know what? My plan is probably not to come back.
Okay.
Give them that ample 2 week. Give them that. You have to give them something because no notice, no nothing, and you just dip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Carmen, jerk.
Yeah, jerk is it. Carmen from Milwaukee texted in and said, sometimes you can give your employer 2 weeks notice and they walk you out the door before your 2 weeks and you lose that pay you were expecting. So why take the chance? Carmen, I'll tell you why. Because you're burning a bridge and you need that reference down the road. You don't want those bad references, because I would be concerned if their employer said no, they quit without telling us, they just left us. I would be concerned if I called someone's reference.
That's weird.
Yeah. So
Rachel kicks it off. Says jerk.
Appreciate Thanks, Rachel.
Call. Bye.
Go on.
Bye. All right, let's go to Mike in Waukesha, as he likes to say. It's Waukesha to me, but okay.
Waukesha to some. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I have a hard time reading sometimes, and now I'm having a hard time pronouncing something, and y'all giving me a hard time.
No, Mike, you're a delight. You're even trying to hook me up with your friend who I haven't texted back, but that's coming up in Dumpster Fire Dating.
We just ribbing, man. You know we love you.
Mike, we love you. Well, okay, jerk or not the jerk for not going back to her job after maternity leave? She got another job.
Not the jerk.
Flat out? Oh, really?
Because it's on the employers to make sure that these people are getting taken care of. If they're taken care of, they don't look for another job.
You think she wouldn't have looked for another job had she been paid on maternity leave or what?
No, just maybe treat it better in general.
Ah, so you don't think it's unprofessional to just bolt with no notice?
I wouldn't do it probably, but I don't know.
Okay, Mike.
Talk.
Mike, this is why it's a moral dilemma. Damn it,
He said, I wouldn't do it myself, but I don't think she's the jerk for doing it her, you know?
Mike, you're so funny. I love it. Dude.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike. Bye, love you.
Love, bro.
He's hysterical. He is so funny.
It's the delivery. He said, I wouldn't do it, but.
Tommy texted in and said, biggest jerk. I was one of the coworkers who had to double my work due to the same reason. She could have at least told them 2 weeks in advance for her departure. Very unprofessional. So, like I said, there are people covering your work. It doesn't make it fair to them. It doesn't mean but there are people who are expecting. Look, think about this. You know what? I'll use an example.
Go ahead.
When Hardest Pants, one of our favorite bosses, had her children, I did fill in some work for her. I did a little bit of work for her. Remember?
Okay. Yeah, I remember.
And I remember, and I enjoyed it, actually. I got to do different things around the radio station for a second. But when she was coming back, I was delighted. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, because you're back to regularly scheduled programming.
I can finally stop doing more work, which sounds funny, but it's true. It was like, oh, wow, she's going to take her workload. I was happy to cover for a while. But if she had bolted...
That would have sucked.
I would have been furious.
Because you would have gotten stuck.
I would have gotten stuck with her work.
Workload.
They wouldn't have changed anything. They would have said, hold on while we hire someone else. Finish. Think about this.
6 to 12 months later.
You're screwing.
Maybe not.
Maybe they hired somebody else.
Yeah.
And you're still doing that person's work. So you got to be careful who you screw over. Granted, if you don't like your coworkers, I got nothing to say about that because at least I liked her.
Wild though. We are split.
Think about it, right?
No, that's a great example. Perfect.
Clayton's in Lake Mills. Last but not least. Hey, Clayton.
Morning, buenos dias.
What's going on? going on?
Well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. You don't owe an employer anything. However, it is unprofessional.
Sometimes you do owe an employer something. You know, if you got a good employer, they take care of you. You well, do owe them you, something.
You
some
have
loyalty.
Responsibilities, you guys. Let's not forget. Work is our responsibility.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clayton, jerk or not the jerk for not coming back after maternity leave because she got a different job.
What's up?
Well, I'm going to do a shout-out really quick, if that's cool, because I do like my shout-outs.
It's not cool. Just get to it so we can get to Am I the Jerk. What's the shout-out?
Oh, God. My little guy turns 7 tomorrow. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Okay, birthdays for the youngins, fine.
I had to bring up a kid, so I couldn't say anything.
Yeah, I did.
Had to make a lunch.
Clayton, fine. Happy birthday to your son. Jerk? Jerk?
Thank you so much. Yes, it's pretty much... what do you want to say? The same stuff, different day. Everybody goes to work. They mingle Monday through Friday, and you should let people know because I've done it before. I work double the work, and then I'm like, oh, cool, we're coming back, and then I go back to my job.
Like so, I said, you expect someone to return, and they don't, and that would screw everyone. But she got a better job.
I mean, business is business.
Kudos for her getting a better job. You can always set yourself up, hey, this is what's happening. I'm doing this, put in my 2 weeks, and I would say 9 out of 10 employers and say, all right, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, and somebody texted in, it said, she's a jerk, which puts people in a hard place. Shame on the new place for not calling her references. Well, when you get a job, you're not going to call the old one if they don't know you're moving jobs.
If you're moving in a shady way to leave one job for another, you're probably not going to put that last employment as your reference, that part.
And then some people really like them references because they're dependent on your job and your skills. That reference, that can make you a big deal of $5, $10 or a different job or vice versa. Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah. True, Clayton.
Well, Clayton, you rounded it out. I'm shocked. Wow, well, jerk.
Jerk.
It's a jerk move today.
Jerky jerk.
And the one guy who said, it was a guy who said not the jerk. I want to point that out to everybody today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mike?
We see you, Mike and Waukesha. We see you looking out for us.
we appreciate your call, Clayton.
Love you, Clayton. Happy birthday.
Love you. You guys have a great weekend.
Happy birthday to your kid. Bye.
Bye. Jerk.
I'm surprised. But hey, whatever you guys want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.